Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rain and all, huh?
Yeah, we're out there in the rain. Had a really good time. Now, all right, a couple things that I wanted to get to. Number one, and I texted you this, and I just need somebody to hit me up, whether it's on social media, whatever it might be. If it's one of my buddies, text me. So I pull up to pay for parking. And Listen, you go to a game, you know it's going to be an expensive day. And the woman goes, and almost like she was not afraid, but like really reluctant and embarrassed is the word I'm looking for. Embarrassed to ask me. She, I swear to God, I've never seen this at any event that I've gone to. She said, $100. Not like that'll be $100, sir. It was more like, it's $100. I'm like, okay. I mean, wow. I'm like, that's a little steep, but I get my card, getting ready to get it zapped out. And she goes, honestly, I don't even feel comfortable taking this. Like, I'm like, this is a very unique exchange. I just want to get in here, get in the stadium. And she was so awesome. And she was so embarrassed by the ticket price, by the parking price. And she even said, you know, the Giants only charge 60. And I'm like, now I got a little bit annoyed. I'm like, what? So I've heard from a few people that I guess at one juncture this year, the Jets and the Giants both charge 60, but then at some point during the season, must have been by their incredibly inspiring play, the Jets decided to hike it from 60 to 100 midseason. Now, I am not cheap. I think you know that about me. I am not cheap at all. I am also not independently wealthy, but I do enough to be able to have some fun in life, okay? $100 to park is an absolute joke. And if the Giants is 60, now I know the Giants are even worse right now. They stink, but a franchise has given so much to their fans and they charge $40 less. What is the mindset? Where is that all Woody? How does that happen? If that's true,
I could tell you confidently, I will never pay $100 to park anywhere. I shouldn't say anywhere in the city. If you actually have to in an emergency, I'm talking about for a game.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I would turn back around. On principle, you can't charge $100 to park.
$100
And they
bucks.
Got you because what are you supposed to do? You got kids in the car, you're going to the game.
I got my in-laws, I got my wife, I got both kids.
They could have said $200.
Yeah, okay.
And what would you have done?
Here's $200. I probably would have cursed them out at that point. But we got $200.
But
I would have been going in. Thank you very much.
I remember at Shea years ago,
$100.
The postseason would go from $10 or $20 to like $50 or $60, maybe. Now this is going back years ago. That to me was absurd, but whatever. Okay, I understand the uptick. The Jets charging the Jets.
$100.
The Jets.
I know. It's really,
I wish somebody would have paid me $100 yesterday to not have to watch the Jet game. I would have paid somebody $100 to not have to watch the Jet. Please, here you go. I'll give you $100. Make me not have to watch this god awful, miserable excuse of a football game. Please. Here's $100. Take it. The fact that you actually had to pay $100.
I know. It really was amazing. So, okay. But again, you're going to, sure. Okay. I want to come and I have to. And here's $100. Keep it moving. That's one thing. The other thing, too, and this is going to be, I think, a pretty unpopular opinion. Every time MetLife Stadium comes up, we all bag on it. Like anytime MetLife, we just rail on it. It's absolutely gross. And it looks so much worse than all these other new stadiums. And it's lifeless. It's dull. It's bland. It's boring. It's benign. Whatever other word you want to use. I guess it's hit me before, but it hit me yesterday more so. You know, I don't have a problem I might even say I kind of actually like MetLife once I'm inside of MetLife. Like, the greatest deterrent about MetLife is the way it looks visually from Route 3.
Yeah.
It's gross. But, like, when you're in there and, you know, we were in Section 216, good seats, and we had the Corona Club, used the bathroom. You know, we had to pay for the food, but all sorts of good culinary options. Like, the seats were great. They were comfortable. I don't know if I want to start the club. You know, MetLife gets a bad rap here. But, like, once you're in MetLife, it's honestly not nearly as bad as we make it out to be.
I know, but are you comparing it to some of the top stadiums?
Well, no, the top ones. Now, listen, so I've been...
Or the newer stadiums. Like, MetLife is a... It's New York. It's two teams housing the one stadium.
Yep.
It should be the highest end. I've never been in the suites or anything like that. The food...
They're nice. No, the food is really good. $30, though, for a prime rib sandwich.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The food in the regular concession areas.
Oh, I mean, that's just basic stuff. Dogs and chicken tenders.
But it's not like that at the higher end facilities.
For football, too? See, I think about this. Like, baseball stadiums, to me, you almost create things. I remember years ago, the Tigers put a Ferris wheel in left field, and, you know, the Mets have this. I don't think the Yankees have, but the Mets have, like, where you can hit wiffle balls, like, for the kids. Like, those are great things because it's a different. Yeah, you go to watch the Yanks and the Mets, but you also want to walk around, and so you got to have the Shake Shack and the different food, some sushi and all the other things. You go to a football game, you're not getting away from it. You're not walking around. You're sitting there. You have to go to the bathroom. You want to get a beer. You want to get a hot dog. Like, you're going to do it, but I don't really care about the amenities for football like I do for baseball or even the Garden or say, UBS or Barclays for the Nets, whatever, or a concert. It's just, I'm just saying, like, when you get in there, especially the game started at 1, but it was overcast and the sun wasn't really out, obviously.
You get the Mangold t-shirts, by the way. Thank you.
I got that. And one more thought on that in a second. But, like, when they start to show the green coloring, like the neon lit green stuff, and it's not sunny out, and you can see it pop a little bit. It's really not as bad as inside. So maybe as I make it out to be, that was the other observation. And then I think the Jets did a tremendous job with the Nick Mangold tribute. It's just, if you guys are watching us on YouTube now, they as soon as you walked in the stadium, everybody got a white, and it's actually a really good t-shirt. It's not that cheap t-shirt. With the silhouette of Nick, with the backwards cap and the sunglasses and the long flowing locks. I mean, look at this guy, man. Absolute best. Backwards hat, 74. And they unfurled in the back end zone. I mean, it was massive. This whole Nick Mangold banner. And it was just very touching. And his wife was there and his four kids. Very sad. I thought the Jets did an awesome job, though. They did.
BT and Sal on the fans. Get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Steve is in East Meadow. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you? I hope you all well.
You too.
And I was listening to you guys Friday, and Sal, you were talking about, I got to go to a birthday party. Don't they understand I got to work? And I started laughing because 3 weeks ago, I turned to my friend, we're driving in my car, and I said, I could never in a million years do what these guys do. You guys are on the job 24/7, basketball, baseball, football. You got to know what's going on in the whole game.
True.
So it's like being a doctor. So anyway,
yeah, minus the money.
Yeah, exactly. Being on call.
Going on from that.
I will say. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up.
I don't know if you guys have ever done a mock draft where you guys go in the pretend you're the GM of the Jets and the Giants and keep it as a record and see how you do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because everybody goes back and criticizes. or applauds, but see how you guys do.
Well, how would but based on what? Because if we said, for example, if I said, well, I would have never drafted Saquon Barkley, a number two overall, how do I know what the record would have been? I'm not sure I'm understanding what your how you would judge that record.
Well, okay, I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is this is the person you would have drafted.
Right.
And then you see how it folds
out. But Steve, even that's tricky because think about this. Like if we identify, and I don't mean like Abdul Carter III, but if like say, so the Jets have two first round picks and very well might be the last pick if the Colts have the best record and wherever they finish, you know, top five, obviously. But we can identify who we would take in the top five because there's a good chance that player will be there. But then if we say, well, I would take this the receiver from Arizona State, number 29 or 30, and somebody takes him 19, you can't really project when you don't have it when you're not reading the draft board in real time.
Right.
You
know? The only thing we could do is say, well, I would have done this differently and look how it worked out the way that they did.
Yes, like I would have taken Neighbors, I loved it.
Yeah,
you didn't.
I would not
you wanted
have,
to
yeah.
fill the different need.
I would have taken a quarterback, but it would have been in a totally different direction. Same thing. Maybe I wouldn't have been in that spot because I wouldn't have taken Barkley going back years ago. So there's always that's what we do as sports fans. You're giving the hypotheticals and what ifs and what you would do. That's what makes a fun conversation. What we do know is this: not anything the Jets or Giants have done in recent years has been anywhere near good enough whatsoever, and yet again we're subjected to watch this god-awful football week in, week out. It's at least tolerable from a Jets perspective, knowing that there is direction. Will it work out? Who knows? Getting through this year, after this year, it should start to be a little bit more exciting, year two and then year three. With the Giants, it's exciting now because of Jackson Dart, but they're going to be starting over, you would hope, rather sooner than later, starting over with a new head coach and new general manager.
But as we've seen, when you have the quarterback, the ability to rise quickly and jump through the standings is pretty, I won't say easy, but, you know, look at the Patriots, look at some of these other teams that have the quarterback, look at the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams, it's funny, like sometimes I love him and sometimes I'm not a fan at all. He made some throws on the run yesterday in inclement, and so did Jackson Dart, by the way, in inclement conditions to tight windows. Some were caught, some were dropped. I thought the Bears dropped a lot of passes on him. Caleb, he's a little bit more of an athlete than I thought. Like, he's, are they really a playoff team? They've beaten some bad teams. They're 6-3. They've got to go through the North now. A lot of their games against teams in their division, so they'll probably lose some more than they'll win. But you get the quarterback, you get the right coach, you jump up 2-3 spots. It's pretty simple.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. Is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. He is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, by the way, Boomer got invited to the premiere, and he asked Gio. Gio couldn't go.
Are you still going to go back to this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.